most wrestling fans do when it comes to 2019 and what the world of professional wrestling is doing right now. It's incredible. We're wicked excited about it. But before we get to talking about the world of professional wrestling, me and Lethal J are going to do an interview with one of the best, one of the awesomest tag teams out there right now. They're crushing it. What they like to say is they're slapping backs and collecting straps. And you may know them as the Nastiest Boys on the mat. Their name are Jim Nasty Boys, Timmy Lou Retton, and White Mike. How's it going tonight, guys? Welcome back to the show.
Salutations.
Hey, how are you?
Dude, we're doing good. Probably not as good as you guys are doing, because you know what? Since we talked last, just exactly what I had just said, you're collecting straps, slapping backs and collecting straps. And from what I'm understanding, guys, you've got four belts underneath in your bags right now. And you're collecting more, hoping to collect more, huh?
I mean, we had four belts. We've lost like two of them, but I mean, we can always get them back. And plus,
that's
we always, you know, we're on the hunt for new straps.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with
new bags.
Guys, I have to ask, you know what? There's a lot going on in professional wrestling. There's a lot of opinions that I like to get from you guys, especially with a dedicated and a veteran tag team such as yourself, as yourselves. But what is one of the craziest things? I have to ask this. What is one of the craziest things that the Jim Nasty Boys have done or witnessed in 2018? This is kind of one of those things where, you know, I'm sure you've got a list of them, but what is the one thing that just clicks every time you guys think of crazy moments?
Man, crazy moments. I watched Teddy Hart's cat, Mr. Money's strong arm chicken nuggets from a woman at a show one time. It was the greatest thing on earth. It was probably the greatest
serious?
Thing on earth. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Like, you know, he comes out. Like, hey, I love Teddy Hart. I love him to death. This man comes out, brushes his cat. He brings it to the gimmick tables, and the girl moves her McDonald's bag. And he says, oh, no, he smelt it, so you're going to have to give him some. And I was like, what? And then sure enough, the lady busts out chicken nuggets and, like, hooked them up. I was like, man, I want to be living like Mr. Money's, dog.
Did he get sauce? Did he get the sauce, though? That's important.
I don't think you want to give your cat steaks with the sauce. But, I mean, yeah, Teddy's got all the sauce. So, essentially, you know, the cat's taken care of.
That's true. That's true. Now, with a lot of promotions that are, you know, a lot of promotions are hitting the scene right now. A lot of promotions are kind of upping their game right now. What are some things that, you know, of course, we all know it's big news. It's huge news. Everyone wants to be a part of it. AEW is hitting the scene right now. And I'm sure with AEW doing their thing and kind of showing their teeth, if you will. What are some things that you think that promotions, could learn from the way AEW is approaching their startup? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go real quick, and I don't want to cut you off.
No,
promoters need to learn how to value their talent.
There we go.
You know, certain companies, they don't understand the value of their talent. Because Jim Nasty Boys, I'm not going to lie, some companies disrespect us. And I'm not going to name names. I don't care about that. But we do more than our shares, you know what I'm saying? Like, we go above and beyond, not only, like, for them, but for the fans. Like, we don't brush the fans off being like, hey, buy our stuff and get on. We make friends with the fans. We make bonds with these guys and girls. And I really feel like companies as a whole really need to reevaluate themselves and, you know, look at that aspect of the game, because we're not out here trying to take everybody's money. We want to be friends with people. We want to have fun. And to be honest, if you're an asshole to us, I'm sorry for cussing, we're going to be an asshole right back to you. And, yes, I'm talking about promoters.
Thanks.
I love the fans.
And don't you fucking worry about swearing, okay? You don't worry about that over here.
Fuck me in my ass.
Yeah,
why did you say? Sorry, I like
because
to cuss.
We like the flavor. We like the flavor. There's nothing
like
wrong with that. We want
nuts,
the real.
So.
We want the real on this show.
Well, I'm pretty straight up then, yeah.
Now, when you guys are kind of – because, first of all, I want to say one thing. When you guys talk about pleasing your fans, first of all, you guys are on point with your in-ring abilities. I love the way you guys move in the ring. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Two, you guys know how to talk to your fans. You know how to do promotions that talk to your fans. And that's extremely important because you can see that when you see a professional wrestler, when he's doing his promos, you can tell if he's just trying to get through it just to get that tape time. You guys take your time. I love it. I enjoy it. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to get the Jim Nasty Boys on the very first show of 2019 for Serious Lowdown. Actually, last time you were on, it was Pin the Shoulders Podcast. We changed it up. I wanted a little more saucy name. Serious Lowdown.
Hey, no wrong with that. I love it.
2000, heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. Maybe you get now in 2019, you guys are gonna get that competition. We all know that. Now, what are some teams that Jim Nasty Boys absolutely need to get their hands on and need to show the yams out there who's boss?
Desmond Xavier, Zachary Wentz, Rascals.
Nice.
We want the Rascals.
Rascals. The Rascals, good choice. Absolutely.
You can switch out for Trey in there too, because we love working with Trey, but we've never really got a chance to work with Desmond and Wentz. We'd love to show out with them just because we know we could.
Yeah. And what's that?
Twisted Sisters.
Yeah. You're talking about Thunder Rosa and Holiday. Not Holiday. Is it Holiday?
Yes. Holly Yams. It's Holiday, and she's got some Holly Yams for sure. And Thunder Rosa, she can feel
she's
it down to her Thunder Toza. That's respectful. Don't tell her I said that, because those ladies
Holly
are hard.
Holly Dead has been working on her yams, dude. She's been working really hard on them. Yeah, it's nice.
I mean,
can imagine what would happen.
We want Team Thick and Juicy, too. We want Willow Nightingale and Faye Jackson. Because we're all about intergender wrestling as well.
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's cool, man. There's
beautiful,
nothing wrong with
damn
that.
Red women.
Mm. Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's White Mike. First of all,
yeah,
White Mike.
I'm saying straight up.
Yeah, we know it's. I know it's White Mike. You got that swagger in your voice, my friend. Now, when I see... We haven't seen too many of the Walmart special YouTube videos lately. I'm missing them.
Walmart.
What's going on?
We got banned in Walmart, man. I try to go there and buy action figures and cut videos. They're like, hey, you do one or the other, you get out. I'm like, well, we want to do both. So we're going to work out a deal with them this year, and we're going to get back to it. That's on us.
Y'all heard it. Boycott
we'll be
Walmart.
Waiting.
Hell no, don't boycott Walmart. Shit, that's where I get my kids' toys from. Nah, man.
Never mind, don't boycott Walmart.
And it's not like you can't do it
shit.
At Amazon. You can't do that shit
Walmart,
at Amazon.
These people cut promos and shit.
Man, we do it at Target. Hey, Target's all right, but they're a little bougie, but I respect them.
That's fancy.
Cool.
That's fancy. You got to be careful
nice
with the Target.
Target's
they
like
do.
A fancy Walmart.
They got that Starbucks,
essentially,
don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
I don't know. Hell yeah, man. Legacy, now, as I don't want to jinx you guys, and I'm knocking on wood right now, and I'm not talking about my crotch.
Yeah, so what you knock on.
But if you guys were to go single, what do you think would your persona still be Jim Nasty Boys? Or is there something?
I mean, no matter what I do, I'm going to be White Mike, whether gymnasty or singles. I'm just going to be myself and just be straight up. And that's what I think I feel is good about both of us. Before we started tagging, we always promised ourselves, even if it didn't work out, we'd still be each other. I'd still be Kimmy Lou Redden, he'd still be White Mike. And we've got, even with tagging, we know our strengths to the point where I would never cross over try to be White Mike. I can't be White Mike. And he'd never try to cross over to be Kimmy Lou Retton.
I damn sure can't be Kimmy Lou Retton because he's one of the best fucking pure wrestlers I've seen this side of Mississippi.
Seriously, man.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's from the heart. You can tell. The real question is, though, would the leotard stay? Would the beautiful color
cost
too
much money?
Stay? That's all I'm asking.
You're damn right.
You.
We go our separate ways by journey, and then we'll come back together eventually, like butt cheeks, and we'll kill that shit.
I was just gonna say, come together like butt cheeks,
dude. That's why we're on the same wavelength. That's why we wanted 2019 to start off right. Get those brainwaves. Now, Doomsday Bunker, guys. Things happen, you know what I'm saying? The world might come to an end, and we all may need to dig a hole and go into a bunker. What are three things that the Gymnasty Boys, three personal items, and three people that you would bring into this doomsday bunker? Now, now we're assuming that we have all the commodities. We got the food. We got the water. We've got the porn too. I mean, and the YouTube. Excuse me. My bad.
Ooh,
was that
online?
That
mine.
Was
online.
But what
I think
are
I got my three of each.
All you right. got your three.
So first, so for items, I'm going to bring candles.
All right.
A Maxwell Greatest Hits CD. Just fucking condoms that aren't going to be used. Okay, those are my three items. And the three people I'm taking with me, and we're going to ride this out to hell. I'm bringing Faye Jackson. I'm bringing Dementia Rose, and I'm bringing fucking Kiera Hogan. We're going to have a blowout sale.
God damn it.
And we're going to repopulate this motherfucker with the prettiest red, newest hue babies you've ever seen in your life. Oh, they're going to kill you. I don't give a fuck. Straight from the heart. They know I love them. Shit. They got my tax money.
They go what now? They got what?
They got my tax money waiting. So if we get our taxes back, you know, hopefully I can give it to all three of them.
You won't, even need a doomsday bunker for that, man. You just need the whole Hotel 6 for that.
Nah, man. We need to upgrade. We're going to be in a Marriott.
Marriott.
I tell you, there it is. Marriott.
that's too fancy for me. All
right, Timmy, yes, you go ahead.
Well, I...
He took your answers, man.
Three items. I say the best of Terry Funk DVDs.
Nice.
Damn.
Very good.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah, I love me some Terry Funk. Pure Wrestling and Crazy Terry.
Yeah.
I have to say someone's
that's the sounds we're going to be making.
That's
for my
yes.
answers.
You want nice.
To stop messing up.
That's that. You know what I'm saying? That's that you need to read. Folks, listen at home. You need to read between the lines or whatever lines you're talking about. That's it is what it is, bro.
Sorry.
I swear
you know what?
PG.
You know I'm gonna do a little education on everyone real quick. Since you said Terry Funk, okay? Did you know that today in history? That Dory Funk Jr. and Terry Funk defeated Jack and Jerry Briscoe for the Florida NWA North American Tag Team titles in Tampa, Florida. That's
yes,
right, folks.
I watched
the more
that
you know,
morning.
The more you grow. You knew that already?
Let me actually watch that this
yep.
morning.
Oh, you did?
And little known fact, one time before me and Timmy were even tagging, or we kind of knew each other, we actually did a Terry Funk seminar together.
Yep.
They beat the shit out of you? I'll
tell you right now.
The meanest.
He can throw
drag.
The meanest arm drag at 72. I don't give a fuck what anybody said. Terry Funk is still that man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't see him pulling any kind of punches, man. I see him just, you know,
and
full brawl.
Nope.
That's cool.
He did not.
That's how you learn, right?
Hell yeah.
So,
all right.
My three items. Sorry.
No,
Terry
it's all
Funk
good.
Terry Funk DVD. Someone's Netflix account.
Nice.
And I say
you're going to need a TV for that account.
A TV?
No, we got a TV in there. We got the essentials.
Wow, you're in there. Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, shit. No, nice.
And I say a mattress.
Yeah.
I want that.
Wait, but is it memory foam?
Not a big
is
fan.
Is it memory foam?
Not a big fan of sleeping off sand, huh?
Hell no.
That's how I want
gaining.
Water bed.
Staining and
fuck
gaining,
that.
Baby.
Three people.
Three people.
I'd say Michael Bublé.
Ooh.
Because I love his singing. Yeah. Surprised you
very
didn't.
Nice. Just have him sit in the corner and just, like, drink martinis and sing and shit.
Surprise your ass.
He'd be your ring
along
announcer.
With Kenny G. Ooh.
Oh,
so
maybe,
Kenny
maybe
G?
He'd be your ring announcer.
Okay.
And I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I don't care. Trisha Dora.
Don't say my wife. Wait, who's
saying you would serenade your ass to the ring? That'd be amazing.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Trish Adora.
Fantastic. That would be fun.
The ring
fantastic.
Made of palm trees.
Hey, she hits hard and she's pretty.
Coconut.
By the way.
You know who I'm digging right now?
I'm saying that.
EST of NXT, Bianca. I tell you what, man. Every time she comes down the ring, I want to cry because I just can't. I just can't get to her.
She's married, just, man. You better watch out.
Oh, is she really?
She's married. She married Montez Ford, ain't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she really?
I said, shit, Montez. That was not me.
I didn't
not
say
me
nothing.
It was him.
That wasn't serious, Brad. That was not
you tell
serious.
Tell what I said about Kiara. I don't give a fuck. But I ain't said nothing about Bianca.
Okay. Bianca is just a. Bianca is an amazing wrestler, and I respect everything about her skill and her presence.
There
and
you
I
go.
Would never
she's
say
got it like that.
Dirty,
but like that.
Ford.
And if anything, I'd ask her what hair products she used. That's all I would do is be like, how do you
only
get the shine?
Only the finest, I would suppose, you know?
Guys, the bucket.
I mean, in all
list.
Honesty, Brad, would you take her hair to your app? I mean, not to sound
I'm
weird,
not in this
would,
conversation.
Would you let her slap your ass with her hair? Would you let her do it?
I ain't that ain't me, dog.
No.
I said shit. All right, I said my three.
Between me and you, bro, I would pay her to do it. I'm just saying. So we're gonna move on. This is what I like to call the bucket or fuck it list. What this is,
the
guys.
Butt, what?
The bucket. The buckets
right,
or
bucket
fuck
or fuck it. What's good?
Yes. So what this is we're going to, of course, three things on your bucket list. What are three things that Timmy Lou Retton and White Mike need to do before they die, before they kick the bucket? And what are three things that you're absolutely never, ever, ever going to see White Mike and Timmy Lou Retton do? The fuck it list. Fuck that. I ain't doing it. So we'll start off with the bucket list. Three things that you guys absolutely need to do before you kick that bucket.
Well, I'll go first.
This,
I guess.
And this doesn't
one.
Need to be professional wrestling. It can be, you know, outside, like, you know, lift the ban of you guys being, you know, kicked out of Walmart, for example, or just something. You can reach higher, of course. But
I would be.
Three
I'm
things,
be straight up. I my life is pro wrestling, so
okay,
I just
cool.
need one. I need to get a fucking run and make this money so my kids would be straight. Other than that, I don't give a fuck.
Cool, man.
Yeah, that's about it. I just want to wrestle. I want to give back. I want to help people grow. I want to give younger people what I didn't have coming in. You know?
Nice.
I just want to
nice,
help.
Nice, man. There's nothing wrong with that, man. There's very few and far between people that are willing to help people do better.
There's a lot of shitty people, in this business.
Oh, yeah,
and there's
there,
also
man.
A lot of great ones in this business.
Yeah,
so.
I imagine there is.
You know? I just want to help
oh,
these
yeah.
younger guys and gals out.
That's
that way
cool,
they don't
man.
Get
that's...
fucked over like I did for so many years.
Which is really sad because that's what usually suppresses a lot of amazing talent is
oh, yeah.
people
I wasn't
you know, putting their thumb
it.
On them.
I'm not supposed to be where I'm at right now, but shit. Here
you
I am.
You guys are doing – what was that? You guys did one post where you had a picture of all four of the championships that you won. And it, I think the quote was people don't see what we're really about. And you know,
yeah.
and that's the thing is you guys are so concentrated on doing well in the ring that you don't flash that. I mean, yeah, you flash that gold, you flash those straps when you come out or when you're taking the picture afterwards. But you guys are absolutely concentrated on that crowd and concentrated on making sure that they get a good show.
Exactly.
People,
that's about.
I remember posting that people only care about the finished product. They don't care about what happens before or after. There's been
what
time
they can't
where,
see, right.
Yeah, I'll say it blatantly, I don't care. Like, there's been times I was homeless. Like,
yeah.
my first two years of wrestling, I slept in my car, and then my car got repoed. I slept in bathroom stalls, just enough, make enough money just to get to the next show.
Yeah.
There's some people
there's
that
a lot
just
of people
want
that ended up like that,
handouts.
Man.
So, after the night, me and I think it was Bushido, we took that picture and I just posted it because I was feeling, I was like, people only care about the finished product. They don't want to struggle. They don't want to travel 20 hours. They don't want to sleep in a car that's broke
right.
down in the middle of Ohio that's freezing for 10 hours asking for help
exactly.
to get towed just to make it to the next show barely in time.
Exactly, man. I lost my family over this. My old lady, she didn't leave me anymore. She ended up cheating on me. I come home from the show, caught the whole cheating. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to go give wrestling my all. I'm going to make sure my kids' child support paid. I'm going to make sure that Christmas is good. Every time I see them, they're taken care of.
That's cool, man.
Wrestling is my shit right now. And it feels so good to be doing it with such a good brother. And we're not taking shit from anybody no more. We're out here getting ours. And wrestling is at such an all-time high right now that if you put in the work and you put in the dedication and you actually put in this work, you're going to reap the benefits.
And you
got to put in some work. You can't be handed everything. You can't put out your whole day to say, hey, guys, help me get booked every damn day and every week of the month. Man, do some research. Get out here.
And that's the thing is there's a lot of promotions already that are kind of – they throw that out there. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for people. And like you said, you just got to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to ask. You'd be like, listen, we're good at what we do. Do you want to sell some fucking tickets? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you guys are out there all the time. And I'm not even going to ask you, Mike, what your bucket list is. So I'm just going to ask you guys what the bucket list is, because we already know you guys are all about wrestling right now. So you know, step by step, whatever happens down the road is your bucket list. So let's just go
for
with
me,
that bucket list.
For me, this is my downfall. The bucket list.
Okay.
I will do any and everything in pro wrestling. Y'all heard about this tampon spot that just happened? I would have bit the fucking tampon right out of the bitch. I would have sucked the juices right out of the tampon. And then I would have put it in my asshole and shoot it right into her mouth and then tell her to throw it back up in my mouth.
Strong style.
All for the name of Jim Core fucking that. Because I don't
care.
Fantastic.
That's
if it's pleasing the fans, I don't care. If the fans want
But you know what, though, dude? She did that. She did that. And the next night she was on TMZ. There's no such thing as bad publicity. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
True that.
Exactly. I don't have a bucket list because I will do anything. Just, you know, my
fucking list is just one. That's quitting. Not just with wrestling, just quitting in anything I'm pursuing because I never want to have that. What if? Because that hurts more than quitting.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, you always hear people say, I'm going to do it because I don't want to wonder what if. And I feel quitting falls underneath that category. You quit, then you don't know. Failing is one thing. You failed, and you know that you tried, and you failed. You failed. And if you want to keep
that's
trying,
that's
where
I
keep
was,
trying.
Man. Like, I was going to quit. I was going to just enjoy my time with my family. And be like, you know, the little dumb shit I've already done, I was cool with that. But then I was like, fuck it. I'm diving in, man.
I want more.
I want more now.
The night me and Mike debuted in Canada, my cousin died. My first cousin.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And thank you. I got called on the phone. I was driving when everyone was asleep. I think I only had 5 minutes to let that sink in before I crossed the border.
Hard, man.
And
that is
I couldn't
hard,
stop because he was one of my biggest fans even before I started professional wrestling. I wrestled in high school. And he was always asking me, when am I going to take this seriously? He's going to get tickets to the next show because he wanted to be front row. And as much as I wanted to quit, I remember him telling me, I'm doing something that nobody in my family is doing.
Yeah.
I'm pursuing a dream.
Right.
So I can't quit. Off that alone.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, man, like straight up, and this is not just me being courteous, but our prayers are with you and your family, man. We're real sorry to hear that, and it's never, ever a good feeling to lose anything, and especially a family member. So our prayers are for you, man.
He's got
the best
front row tickets now. He's got lifetime front row tickets now.
That's what's up.
Thank
you. And, yeah, man. Geez.
Sorry.
That's rough, dude. I was starting to tear up a little
but
bit.
That's
I won't lie, man. That's rough.
That's just part of the
before and after the finished product.
I know, man, but you know, at the same time, like you're a better man than I am because I'll be honest with you. I probably would have just been like, nah, man, I'm good. I'm not even going to go in there. I'm not even going to do anything. I can't.
Yeah.
And you're definitely a better man. That takes a lot of balls just to keep on plowing. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing your thing. So bravo to you, man. And our prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
Now, I have to ask, guys, you debuted in Canada. That's awesome. That's one of the things. That's one of the places that's blowing up right now. Canada's doing some big things.
That's fun.
I bet. I mean, I've heard a lot of great things. Actually, Jordan J.R. Garber is one of our hosts. What's that?
Hospitality like no other. Like they treat us like their own, and man, it's just so
much
fun.
People I've ever
met. Even pay us an American, which is great. So.
Oh really?
Love that. Yes, sir.
What did they pay you in like a prepaid? Luckily, it wasn't a prepaid Walmart card.
Cash, straight cash, homie.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
And they even gave us Canadian. They were like, "Hey, we need American." They switched it out. And I was like, wow, okay, you didn't have to do that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was great,
that's,
man.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, man. Is where else do we want to see you guys? Are we going to go international? I mean, we just went international. We went to Canada. Are we going to be hopping the pond a little bit anytime soon? Are you guys looked into that? Are we going to be seeing
UK?
Weird Nasty Boys in UK?
Question mark?
We've been trying our best. We've been talking to people to get over there. It's just a matter of opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not. It's
I don't think we got that
clout
to our name just yet, but I feel like we're getting there.
That's
the
place to be.
We'll see.
Place to be right now. UK.
Not just. We don't want just UK. We want Germany. We want Mexico. We want
Ireland. We want Japan, especially. Like we want it
for
all.
For sure. For sure.
And
you know
we
where
are
I've
willing
been
to lay our bodies on the line for it.
I've been hearing Singapore, man. That sounds crazy. I know I'm a serious Brad. He says a lot of dumb shit. But I've heard a lot of people say Singapore lately. What is the deal? Do you guys know the story behind that, other than the fact that it's just another place to wrestle?
I don't know. I'll go there, too. I'll go there. India, China. I don't give a shit, man. We just want to wrestle and prove to people that we're not this funny tag team. We're actually here to throw down. We're here to get a few laughs. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But at the end of the day, we want to wrestle. We want to win titles. And I don't know. I want to eat some different food, and I want to see some different beautiful women. And I just want to have a good time, man.
Just don't drink the water.
Especially
though.
While doing it with my brother, so I don't drink water anyway.
You never know that shit. Don't even put the tablets in it, man. You never know. But, guys, before we get to the end of this interview, of course, we need to know where we can find the Gym Nasty Boys on social media so we can keep up with you guys because, you know, you guys are doing big things. You're an excellent tag team. You're awesome to watch. You're awesome to listen to. We need to know all your social media. Listeners need to all know this. But, of course, the last time when you guys were on the show, I asked for a road story, and I don't think you guys had one because I think we were chasing a yam through Walmart. I don't know what it was, but White Mike, you could hear him foaming through the microphone. So we didn't get the road story. So can we?
Man,
what is the
story.
Best road story? Yes, we're talking just, and it can be just the greasiest, nasty road story. It's all good. I promise
and
you.
And here's the thing. Some of our road stories, I don't think we can legally talk about.
I can't talk about it.
Them's the best ones.
A lot
man.
Of them.
Dang.
How
I
about
know,
hypothetically?
The best. I'll
we,
give,
like, we like to
I'll
do,
give
as
you,
a government.
I will give you I the first road story we've ever been on.
Okay.
It was the first time me and Mike traveled together. We were going to Mississippi. First time Mike went to Mississippi. It was, I think, 6 a.m. in the morning. He's already eating gummy bears, pretzels, drinking coffee. He doesn't even drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Had a McGriddle.
So we're just driving down, and he's just farting up the storm. And he's like, oh, man, I don't feel good.
I was, like, half asleep, and Rob Kildrew of the Ugly Ducklings. I looked at him. I was like, hey, man, you might have to pull over. So I might either have to throw up or... I might even have to poop. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, pull over now. And I let out some of the nastiest puke ever in my life. It was just chunky and sloppy how I like it.
It's like, I didn't even see it, but I heard it. It's like if you have like, a bucket of water.
It's like a gallon bucket, just pouring it in
on concrete.
Just concrete. Just, bleh, bleh, just splash.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and that's
man.
Not even... Rough. The end of the story.
And that was literally 30 minutes to an hour in the trip.
So we get to Mississippi, And I'm setting up stuff for the gimmick table, and Mike comes up to me and he's like, guess what I did? I was like, what?
I forgot my kick pads, my wrestling shoes, and my knee pads. I washed them the night before, and Rob Killjoy, the Ugly Ducklings, he likes to rush people. So I was like, all right, I'm getting my shit now. And I was like, man, I forgot all that shit.
So I never had to play creator wrestler and borrow kick pads, knee pads, and boots.
Luckily, Mikey from Roscoe East Lisa had, like, kick pads and I think wrestling shoes. You might have had knee pads, too. I don't know. Actually, no, I got knee pads from you, Timmy.
Yeah.
The red ones. And then, yeah, I had to, like, pretty much create a wrestler that. And that's, like, okay, so that's 9 hours in.
So we've gotten paid, but he's got to do something else out in the ring. And he gives me the money.
Promoter tries to pay me before I walk out before my match. I'm like, dude, God damn it, why? No, I'm going to the ring. I'm going to lose this money. So I hand it to Timmy.
And I'm not going to say the name of the promotion, but there's some shady people in there. So I put our money in different places so they couldn't take it. I put Mike's in an Oreo wrapper. And after his match, I handed it to him, looked him in the eye, and said, hey, this is your pay. And he's like, what?
I have ADHD, so I don't remember this. It might have been some damn blue and red colors. It might have been a ball or some shit I was looking at. So he hands me this Oreo wrapper that has my money in it. And without even thinking, I fucking just hit the meanest Kobe. And just, Kobe, right in the trash. I was like, why does he hand me trash? Yeah.
No.
So after the show, we went to the Subway. And
went to a Subway. They had a fine-ass red bone in there, too. That bitch was thick. She looks so good. You out there, baby. I love you.
Like making the sandwich, or she was there to get a sandwich?
She was making the sandwich, which was even better. Yeah, she could have got a football.
Even better.
But Mike's like, hey, you guys got me, right? And
we're
thinking he's joking because he wants to make jokes. Like, you already got paid. He's like, nah.
I got shit in my pocket, man. I ain't got five on it. I need five, man.
I'm like, Mike, I gave you your money. And he's like, what? I was like, that Oreo wrapper I gave you? Your money was in there. He's like,
oh, boy. That shit was in the trash. Luckily, it's like 5 minutes away to the venue. Rob Killjoy, the Ugly Ducklings, takes me back. And the whole time, he's like, man, Mike, I love you. And you're one of the funnest guys I know, but you need to get your shit together. I'm like, ah, damn. I don't like hearing that, but all right. And so we get in the building. I'm searching, like, literally, I searched 5 seconds of the trash can. I found the money. I found the wrapper. So thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Fucking, it was ridiculous. There's probably other stories in that story, but those are the main ones.
The throwing up and the throwing away the money is a pretty legit checklist for a good.
And what's funny about
story.
The throw up is I threw up and I went back to sleep, so the puke smell was kind of still in my mustache. It was fucking gross.
No.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
Yeah. And on top of farting, I got like some greasy farts.
And it's bad because I'm used to his farts now.
Yeah,
so when people are like gagging, like, ugh, I'm like, that's nice.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care, man. I don't care.
That's brothers, right? That's brothers right there. When you don't even flinch when he rips off. What is it called? Crack a. What do they call it when they?
When I'm rimming, I'm rimming.
Crack a rat. When they crack a rat. Have you heard that before?
Oh, brother, not the way you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you're
like smacking that. Guys, I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. I really hope to get you back on real soon because we're following
you.
Before you go, of course, make sure you guys tell the listeners at home where we can find you on social media and where can we see you next? In the ring, anyone that's around,
yeah, sure.
You know, come check you out.
This Friday in Georgia, we'll be making our debut for Face to Face.
Yeah.
Saturday,
Face to Face Wrestling. Saturday, we have a match at PWX Pure, so it'll be our last match for PWX and Pure. And we got Movie Mike and Bobby Valentine, another young, up-and-coming, hungry tag team.
Nice.
Sunday we have RWA, and I think it's in High Point, North Carolina.
Yes, we'll be wrestling the finals for the RWA Tag Team Championships against the Gorilla Squad.
Hopefully more straps.
No, we'll be cheering for
you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
you can
that.
Find us on Facebook, on our fan page, The Gymnasty Boys, Twitter, Instagram, The Gymnasty Boys. Black Planet, Nasty Boys, Elite, Christian Singles Meet, Timmy Lou, Loves You.
I'm on Atheist.
Did you just say Christian Singles Meet?
Yes.
Y'all on Tinder?
I think he meant Christian Mingle, but it's the same thing. We're prowling for Jesus.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with a little Jesus. There's nothing wrong with a little Jesus.
No. George South loves Jesus.
Y'all swiping right,
ain't it? No wrong with that. I personally am a big fan of Jesus. I believe in him, and as should others, because without
him,
not a lot
of
it is possible.
Hell yeah, man. No, I shouldn't have said that when I was describing it. That was a bad choice of words. I apologize, Jesus.
Yeah, I ignored it, but hey, find us on MySpace, Backpage, Tumblr. Just type in gymnastics and something dirty is bound to pop up.
That's true.
Or I might just pop up.
Usually it's just a picture of, like, a peach. It's weird. It's just gymnastics and it's just a peach. That's, yeah.
Big old booty underneath it, because they know.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, man.
It's round me in town.
Folks, listen at home. It's been an awesome interview. We had the Gymnasty Boys coming on with us, guys. Once again, thank you so much for making
the very first
2019 show a show to remember. We really appreciate it, and we're looking
thank
forward.
Thank you,
to
and thank the listeners. Thank y'all.
Yes,
new season hype.
Absolutely,
I'm
guys.
I'm gonna go on this back porch and knock on the neighbor's next door and see what's Gucci.
Do it, man. And record it. And put it on YouTube
it,
so
man.
I can see it. I'll like that shit.
We might.
I'll like it.
We might.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
No might. Definitely do.
Yeah, for real.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night, and we'll be looking for that video.
Hell yeah.
Thank
you guys. Have a nice night as well.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Heck yeah. One love. West Side.
That's right.
Guys,
that is fantastic. I don't know about you, man, but that's probably one of the best two people I love interviewing, because they always bring excitement, entertainment to the table. Whether it be, like I said, in the ring, whether it be on their promos, or whether it be right here on the Serious Lowdown. And guys, if you missed this show tonight, this is one of the shows that you absolutely need to go listen to, because it's funny. It's a good time. It was great. TheChairShot.com is where you're going to go and check it out. That's where you're going to go check out all Serious Lowdown episodes, all Pin the Shoulders podcast episodes, and anything else that you want to check out, anything to do with wrestling right now. We've got it. We've got the reviews. We've got the opinion columns. We've got the podcast. I even think we're starting to do a little bit of YouTube. And also, one of our sponsors that we collect, not only are we trying to keep you up to date editorially, I don't know, but reading the words, we're keeping you up with that. But we also have a sponsor now. It is Power Slam TV, one of our new ones, guys. You got to put in that promo code ChairShot, and they're going to give you a month free of a catalog. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Sign up, guys.
Don't
it's
even
free.
Stop at the month free. Just go buy the shit.
Yeah, this
pay,
is 110
pay monthly for it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy. Now, you guys, that's the thing. You're getting over 110, if not more, because they keep on adding to it. Over 110 wrestling promotions, and we're talking way
past. I challenge
past
you to watch all of the content they release.
Can't do it.
Weekly.
Can't do
you
it.
You can't do it. Can't do it. Challenge.
Got so much.
Can't
and
do
I
it.
Get, and I guarantee you guys are going to become a lot better wrestling fans because of it. And that's what we want. That's our point here. And speaking of being professional wrestling fans, my brother, Lethal J, you know what, dude? We've been waiting for this show. Why? Because we got a lot to talk about. And I know
I
you're
know
just like
so
you're holding your hands against your mouth right now. I know you are. So, brother, go ahead, release. And let's hear what's going on. I'm going to piggyback off you because I'm excited too, but I know that you're way more excited. So what's going on, dude? Start from point one, start from point 10. I don't care, because it's all going to accumulate to professional wrestling is starting to fucking pick up again.
I like all the points. You know me, Brad.
Yeah,
I love all the points.
All
every single point. First off, I'm going to say happy New Year to everybody. I miss being on the show. I'm more settled where I am. I'm hoping to be back here regularly and everything like that. At least,
hell yeah.
The serious Brad, you know, Brad, missed being on here, missed you, big guy. And
we missed you too.
How was your New Year's and everything? Let's touch on this. Let's everybody stop being selfish for 1 minute, and let's get on that level for a second.
I won't lie to you, dude. I want to say that I partied like a rock star. I want to say that I just got completely twisted, and I woke up with, you know, 30 different hoochies. These are things I want to say, but it's things I cannot say. I fell asleep at 9 o'clock, and I woke up. I think I actually woke up at 1:15 going, hey, I think I said in my sleep to myself, I was like, happy fucking New Year, and I went back to sleep. That was my New Year's. I know it sounds sad, folks. I apologize, but that's what happened. That's exactly what
happened.
That's
okay. That's okay. We'll text later about the truth and stuff.
Oh, brother. But you know what, though? 2019, brother, we're looking at some crazy, crazy things happening. One, WWE is kind of starting to pick up their game. What are their motives? Yes, they say it's because of their fans. But what I'm afraid of is because – what I think they're afraid of is because they're losing their fan, might be losing some of their fan base because things are popping up. And one of the things that is popping up, and one of the things I know you and I are extremely excited about and in the whole professional wrestling world is excited about, is finally the announcement of AEW.
Facts.
All Elite Wrestling. Facts. Gonna make waves. It's already made waves. And it's going to crash on the shores.
It's been
of the
on
Titan.
CNN. That shit hit CNN and Vice.
That's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Now, folks, if you don't know what AEW is, All Elite Wrestling is, it is literally pretty much the brainchild of, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lethal J, because I know you know a lot more about this than I do. I've just been more aesthetically watching it and just taking it in, but it's the brainchild of the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, Chris Jericho, and of course they've got the backing of the Jacksonville Jaguars owner. That's huge. And the bankroll was what you told me was how much?
So I'm going to start from the beginning. Basically, what has been revealed in interviews and stuff like that is the story is that the Khan family, that's K-A-H-N, for those who don't know, Tony Khan, the man that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is an NFL team that is American football, once again, for you who don't know. he graciously gave approximately $100 million to the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes to make a wrestling organization. And apparently what's been said from interviews and the rally and stuff like that is basically Tony Khan approached them, or the Khan family, they approached them and basically was like, do you want to change the world? And they were like, fuck yeah, of course we do. Because we're talking about some of the most influential people in wrestling, period, with, Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and stuff like that. And that's basically where this has jumped off from. And it's been picked up by some of the biggest news networks in the world. There was a huge rally, which was broadcast to about 100,000 people on YouTube. My numbers might be off a little bit, but I mean, it was a lot of people. A lot of people watched the rally and everything like that. And with that said, if you're a wrestling fan, then you probably know about this. Also, if you're a wrestling fan, you'll probably know that this is a big deal. This is like, oh man, I'm so excited.
It's crucial.
And I'm even more excited. And I've talked to you about this, Brad, that like I'm only about 3.5 hours away from Jacksonville. So
it depresses me.
Yeah, I know, right? So, and I'm super excited for that. With that said, their first big event, which is called Double or Nothing, which is, I'm not going to lie, y'all can Google it, go search on the famous Google for what the dates are and when it's going to be.
The G spot.
That is when
the G spot.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, exactly. That is when their next big event is going to be. It's going to take place in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the MGM Grand. Expect some big names showing up there. To put off to name some big people that have already signed on. Of course, you got the Young Bucks.
Oh yeah.
Of course, you got Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
You got Adam Page, also known as Hangman Page. Pac. Who of those who do not know who Pac is? That is Neville from the WWE, who went and spent a short time in DDT.
He's the current Dragon Gate champion, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yeah. I believe so. Yeah. We also got Joey Janela, Chris Jericho, to throw a big name in there. I mean,
we also got Janela's girl. I don't know if this is why. I think it's just his girlfriend, but Penelope Ford as well. And then Britt Baker, who is
Britt
the girlfriend of Adam Cole.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep. So all kinds of big stuff. Also, big news and a big thing that means a lot to I don't know. I mean, y'all can call me whatever you want. It means a lot to me. AEW announced that women will be paid the same as men, which
awesome.
Is a big deal in wrestling. Exactly. It means a big deal in wrestling. I mean, that's a big step in the right direction. Like, that to me, like, shows that, like, they actually mean business, because right now, if I'm talking about, and I don't even want to talk about, because Brad, you and I, we've talked quite a bit lately. Like, WWE right now, their product is pretty much poo-poo, except for the women's division, which, I mean, with that said.
Yep.
Like,
100% agree.
Go women's wrestling right now. Like, y'all want to, like, they deserve to be paid the same amount as the guys. Like, they've proven that they can do what the guys need to do. I mean, that's pretty much cut and dry right there.
Right.
But, dude, I'm so excited. Like, I'm looking forward to this. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm looking forward to it a little bit even more than some others, because, like I said, like, I mean, I'm about 3.5 hours away from Jacksonville. another thing I like to call up, I like to call up Serious Brad and rub him in his face, because, you know, I love the guy, but, like, recently I moved to Florida, and, like, I'm about 3.5 hours away from Jacksonville, so I'm going to. And from what they said at the rally the other day is that after Double or Nothing, their second event after Double or Nothing will be taking place in Jacksonville, which I'll definitely be in attendance. Like, there's no way in hell I will not fucking be in attendance there. I mean, Full Sail University is about 5 hours away from me, and they quite frankly, and everybody who's listened to this show in the past, like, they should know. Lethal J is all about NXT and everything like that, and all the development talent. They quite frankly could. I don't fucking care. They quite frankly suck a dick at this point, and because I'm going to fucking AEW events from now
on. Seriously,
it's closer, and it's probably going to be a fuck ton better. And I'd say about. Roughly about February 1st, which is a day after Kenny Omega's contract runs out, he will announce that he signed to AEW, which is what will happen, in my opinion. WWE offered him a tremendous contract. My guess is that it was probably in the high six figures, you know, something the equivalent of we're talking
it's
like
probably
Seth Rollins.
One of the highest contracts I've ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Issued.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's probably the equivalent of Seth Rollins, John Cena, you know, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, kind of stuff like that. But there is a big but. There was one giant thing left out of that contract that was, in my opinion, essential for the Kenny Omega character, and that was that they basically said that we're going to sign you to this contract, but you literally have zero, and I mean absolute zero, basically creative control. You have
That wouldn't work with Kenny Omega.
No, it wouldn't at all. I mean, Brad, you and I have talked. I mean, you know how much.
Well, Kenny Omega,
Kenny
first
Omega
of all,
fan and I.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kenny Omega
us, I mean,
always goes off on his own thing. You can tell 100% that any promo that he cuts,
exactly,
and any ring presence. I mean, of course, the ring presence is it's a 50-50 thing. But when it comes to Kenny Omega, Kenny Omega is Kenny Omega. You know what I mean? There's no control from anyone else. That's him.
Yeah, exactly.
And what really pisses me off is when you have a talent like that, pretty much just, I mean, Kenny Omega has said it over and over again. He's like, that's where I want to end up. That's where I want my resume. I want that on my resume. It's to be at the WWE eventually. Now, when you have a man saying
Kenny
that,
Omega,
you're gonna do what you can to acquire for that to be your number one acquisition. Now, if Kenny Omega was smart, and I'm not saying he's not smart, excuse me, but if he were to do the right thing in his career, the right thing, I feel. Because I'm sorry, folks, WWE is always going to be there. AEW is certainly going to be competition,
for sure.
and it's going to give the WWE something to worry about, which I think it already has. But WWE is always going to be there. It would be smart for Kenny Omega to go to AEW, be part of a revolution, because that is going to be a revolution. It already is a revolution.
Exactly.
Be part of that.
Yep.
Get your lineage in that. Get your hands in that. Be a part of that and then move on. Because I guarantee, and knock on wood, knock on the whole fucking forest, that Kenny Omega doesn't get injured, he's going to be good to go no matter what. Talent that doesn't disappear.
I hope
he shows up at AEW. I really do.
Yeah, he will. His contract is good until the end of this month. There's no way he won't. I can't see him signing with WWE. Okay, so a couple of years ago, or maybe like a year or two ago, we did this interview, and I can't give sources, unfortunately, but y'all can look it up or whatever. And basically, he said that, like, on his bucket list, like, one of the biggest things is, like, one of his goals. Is to wrestle AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah.
And that'd be an
incredible.
Amazing match.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, incredible. But like I don't want to say it's never going to happen, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. If anything, it'll end up being like one of those matches like Sting and Triple H was, where it happens and it's amazing and it's awesome, but it happens about like 10 years too late, you know, kind of thing. But like he's going to sign with AEW. There's no way he won't. I mean, his best friends are in AEW. The only person that's part of the Elite that won't be part of it will be Marty Scurll.
Marty Scurll.
Which will definitely come to AEW as soon as his contract's done with. I believe he's signed ROH.
He's Ring of Honor. He's doing something with Brody King and. What's his name? PAC or POC or AO? Oh crap! I feel like a dick. He's just a really mean looking dude, white guy. German? Not one. Maybe he's not German. I don't know. He's starting a villain club. Either way, with Brody King and this other gentleman. I want to say it meshes, but it doesn't. They don't look like they mesh well together. Other than the fact that they're heels and they're villains or whatever. But it kind of bums me out that Marty Scurll's not going to be part of this.
He will. He will. I mean,
eventually,
he's extremely close with the Young Bucks. And,
That whole
like group. I mean, for those of you who do not know, which I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a pretty good idea. The Elite is basically a group of people that consists of the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Adam Page, Marty Scurll, stuff like that. Not the Bullet Club in its entirety. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna do a little bit of a plug here real quick. Which, if you want to discuss Bullet Club stuff, y'all can tune in next week when we talk to Chase Owens. It's next week, right?
We're gonna have Chase Owens. I'm sure we'll be able to get some stuff. And he's gonna be coming back into the States. And I was talking to him, and it's real brief with Chase Owens. It's because he's so busy, and he just signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
He just resigned a contract. So, I apologize if I was incorrect with him being on next week, but look forward to the future with talking to Chase Owens or somebody like that, and we can talk more about the Bullet Club. But this is obviously those of you who follow wrestling pretty close to the cuff, this is like a small group of people. So there's no way in hell that Marty Scurll or Kenny Omega won't be a part of this.
I don't see that.
Now, if for some reason, WWE pulls an audible and, change up the contract real, real late, I don't know. Maybe Kenny might be headed towards the WWE for the Rumble. I mean, Brad, you and I have talked about this. We're WWE fans.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to admit it, because those of you who have listened to the show know my stance on that and everything like that. I have a hard time with those of you who not. I've had a hard time with WWE, especially over probably the last year and a half. This would be a tremendous addition to them. And it would be a way in the right direction. I'm kind of curious to see about this whole, Vince McMahon kind of says he's going to change up a bunch of this stuff going forward and everything. What's your opinion about that, Brad? Do you actually see WWE actually changing up their shit going forward? Or do you just, in my opinion, they're just going to change up. They might change it up for a week or two, and then it's going to be right back to the way it is. What do you think?
Well, that's the thing about WWE is, one, they're really good with smoke and mirrors.
They're really good at
facing controversy because they've constantly faced controversy and dilemma. What makes them professional, and I hate to say that this is a professional thing, but what makes them such a conglomerate is that they're able to put those smoke and mirrors up, make the audience believe that they realize that they're not putting out the product that they should. And then give the promises of good, of better, of new talents, of new storylines, whatever it may be. They'll feed it to us. They'll absolutely have no problem feeding it to us. Now, whether or not they pull through for it.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. It's just smoke and mirrors, guys. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all. I want to see some of that talent, some of that new talent. But when they said new talent, I was like, oh, good. Maybe they're actually going to listen to the audience and start, getting some of that independent talent. bringing that independent talent and allowing them to do exactly what they've been doing. Like, I was watching Impact Wrestling today, and I know Impact Wrestling is having a hard time, but folks, that roster is packed to the brim with some of the best talent.
I watched the match with Johnny Nitro. I'm sorry, is it Johnny Impact now?
It's Johnny Impact.
Okay, I watched the match with him. That was a that actually wasn't a bad match in the match.
It's incredible,
the death match kind of match with Abyss and stuff like that. Yeah, Brian Cage. Yeah, like it was a great match. Like, and they actually went public and talked about how like they would like to work with AEW and stuff like that. And like that would be a great partnership because the people that are gonna suffer. And I know I've talked to you already about this, Brad, but I'm going to talk about it because I like to talk, you know me. The people that are going to suffer from this AEW thing are like the big independent people. So like WWE, they might see a little bit of fluctuation. Like, okay, let's be honest. I mean, and you and me, like between you and me, Brad, like it, let's say, okay, but I'm going to throw two names at you, and you tell me if WWE is shut down the next day. I know this is being really specific, but, like, you know, you tell me what would happen with WWE as far. Okay, let's say tomorrow John Cena and Randy Orton decided that they were done wrestling, done with WWE. Now, I'm not going to say where they would potentially head, but, you know, let's just say that they are done wrestling. They're done with WWE. What do you think would happen to WWE?
Not much, man.
Exactly. I'm going to stop you right there. You know me. I love you to death. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's true. Exactly. Not much. Not much is going to happen to them in the long run. The people that they're going to really start to affect is TNA and ROH, depending on what the relationship with them is going forward,
right,
and everything like that. Now, me personally, I hope that they fucking team right up with all those groups to eventually take WWE.
Well, that's the thing is if Impact Wrestling was to team up with AEW, Impact Wrestling is not going to bring just Impact Wrestling. They're going to bring CMLL. They're gonna bring Ring of Honor. They work close with them.
There's a lot of organizations
that they would bring with them.
Yeah, exactly. There's a rumor with this. Now, forgive me if I get the name wrong. Hold on. I'm sitting on my computer. Let me look it up real quick. I believe it's OWE. It's a Chinese organization that's close with them and everything like that. Let's say that they're working with AWE.
Okay.
So, like I said, if I mess that up, I apologize very much. I think it's OEW or something like that. So they've already announced that they're working with AEW. Let's say AEW, like, in my opinion, like, you can expect companies like, I'm just going to throw a few names out at you, and you'll know immediately who I'm talking about, like PWG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, who the hell doesn't know about them? Like, Young Bucks have worked a lot with them.
Oh, yeah.
They'll probably head towards AEWA. I mean, Joey Janela, another man who is very who is signed on with AEW, is very close with PWG. Like,
MJF did too, folks, by the way.
You're going to see a lot of companies migrating more towards AEW. Because they are a company that actually accepts independent talent, accepts people like the Gymnasty Boys, like who we just interviewed and stuff like that. Like, they are people who are going to accept people who are actually worthy of being on TV and stuff like that and wrestling. See, now, I don't know. It's really hard. I mean, I keep saying this and everything like that, but like you and I are wrestling fans. Like we've watched wrestling for a long time. Like it's hard for me to say that WWE doesn't look out for that shit, but they're not going to okay. So for instance, we take the Jim Nasty Boys. They're a great tag team. They're tremendous. I watched a bunch of stuff on them.
Oh yeah, they're awesome.
I mean, I've been following them since the first time you interviewed them and everything like that. Like they would be a tremendous tag team on a company like AEW.
Oh, easily. Would be a beautiful fit.
Yeah,
beautiful
fit. Exactly. Like just tremendous tag team. Like I love them so. I love watching them so much. Now, if they went to WWE, they would probably get lost in the sauce with the rest of them, unfortunately, because WWE is just too saturated. There's just too much there, and y'all can quote me on this right now. Like WWE is gonna lose some big people. They're gonna lose some big rock. Like they're gonna lose some big stars.
Well, who is it? It's Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer said this, and this is paraphrasing what Dave Meltzer said. Dave Meltzer said AEW is going to blow the – and I'm paraphrasing, and I'm probably not saying exactly what he said, but it's close.
Go ahead and say AEW, it. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I love Dave Meltzer.
Dave Meltzer, he's a fan, and he talks real, so that's why I like him. Dave Meltzer said AEW is going to blow the doors off of the competition. If you think that the AEW is talking to a talent, if you think that they're negotiating with a talent, if you think that they're doing anything with a talent that any one of your favorite professional wrestlers, if you think that they're talking to them, they are. So with Dave Meltzer saying that's legit and that's big news.
Yeah.
And that's something that the WWE needs to worry about. And that's why I said earlier, I was like, you know what? WWE is always going to have that bankroll. Their pockets are always going to be lined with cash. But I tell you what, you need to be careful because whittling down eventually brings you down from a trunk of wood to a toothpick. And you can't do much with a toothpick but pick out
and
what you already
get
ate.
To that, when you get to that toothpick, that's a solid piece of wood.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, like, you know, I've talked about Dave, and there are certain people who I've talked to in the past who have been on the show and stuff like that, don't like Dave, you know, and this and that, but whatever.
Blah, blah,
Dave,
blah. Right.
Dave is a legitimate journalist. Like, he talks about what he talks about. I mean, and if he's wrong, well, you know, fuck it. He's wrong. But, like, that's probably one of the best sources of wrestling information you can get. Like, and I mean, it is what it is. I mean, y'all can take it or leave it or whatever.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to go to a quick commercial. And then when we come back, I'm going to make a couple announcements. And then after the announcements, I think we're going to how about we do a couple of off the wall predictions of what's going to happen with Royal Rumble?
Of course.
Sound good?
Yeah, whatever you want, big guy. You are the boss. Let's hear sponsorship.
You're making me feel good. Here's a word from our
you
sponsors in our
good,
home, thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Now, folks, one of the things that I like to do, especially when it deals with what I'm about to talk about, I love it when promotions and the owners of promotions reach out to us and say, hey, listen, we got something really special going on, and we want you to talk about it on the show. Well, I had a gentleman by the name of Jay Frost get a hold of me a couple days ago, and he's like, listen, dude, we're doing this fundraiser, a raise of awareness at our next show. And guys, if you are in the Boston, or I'm sorry, in the Pawtucket, Rhode Island area, Heart of Warrior Wrestling on March 10th, 2019 is having a fundraiser for the Child Life Department of Boston Children's Hospital. Now, Boston Children's Hospital, if you don't know, is one of the number one, actually 5 years in a row, one of the number one children hospitals out there right now. Now, they're raising money for that, and they're also raising money for complex heart defect awareness. Now, if you don't know what that is, heart defects, of course, is one of the most common defects and birth defects. Now, what it is it's when both the aorta and the pulmonary artery are connected to the right ventricle, which causes abnormal blood flow to the heart. Now, what they're doing is they're raising money for this, and they're raising awareness for this. So if you are in the area, the location is one. It's called the Chop Shop. It's at 2225 Conant Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. If you're in the area, please go show support. Do your thing. Help them raise awareness for this, because this is one of the important things. And Jay, you're a new parent, and I'm a parent as well. And these are things that strike really, really close to people like us. And of course, people that aren't parents, these are our children. These are the future. And if you're in the area, please, you're a pro wrestling fan. Even if you're not a pro wrestling fan, go check out the show anyways and just show your support. Bell time's at 2 p.m. And for tickets or for ticket info, make sure you're contacting Jay Frost on Facebook, and he will get you all the information that you need. But just so you, I'm going to repeat the address. It's the Chop Shop at 2225 Conant Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And this is going to happen March 10th, 2019. So you got a little bit of time before this happens. So make sure you're getting a hold of Jay Frost, and he will hook you up, because this is important, guys. This is about our children, and this is about raising awareness of what happens to, unfortunately, a lot of parents when their children are born. So make sure you're going to show your support.
I'm right there with you.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for doing that. And thank you, Jay Frost, for getting a hold of me, man. If there's anything else that us here at Sirius Lowdown can do to help you with that, as far as getting info out there, brother, give us a call or give us a text, and we'll absolutely do that. And that goes for any promotion that's doing an incredible fundraiser like this one that I just talked about. If you have any info, send me an email, seriousbradforyou@gmail.com, or shoot me a DM. Do whatever you want. Send me that info, and I promise you, we will talk about it, and we will get that info out to our listeners and make sure that we get a couple butts in those seats for you. So thank you again. And another thing, guys, I know this is it's kind of a downer, but you know what? This is a legend in the game, and this is a man that as far back as I remember watching wrestling was an icon.
It needs to be touched on.
He's an icon, and he's someone that has always been a picture, always been a figure in professional wrestling. And of course, we're talking about the passing of Mean Gene Okerlund, who died at the age of 76. But he joined WWE back in 1984. And I know it was only four, but I tell you what, when I turned five or six, I definitely remember Mean Gene Okerlund doing his thing with Hulk Hogan. I remember when you wrestled with Hulk Hogan once. And of course, he got the a nickname from Jesse the Body Ventura. This is a man that I think Triple H said it best, was the soundtrack of a generation when it came to announcing and professional wrestling. So our hats are off. I don't have a 10 bell ring, but a respect is certainly behind the passing of Mean Gene Okerlund, and our prayers and our thoughts go out to the family of Mean Gene Okerlund. So Mean Gene Okerlund, if you're listening, brother, up there, thank you for giving us an incredible amount of memories, and you are one person that will never be forgotten. So thank you, and hashtag heaven has one hell of a roster. All right, so let's go ahead and let's talk about some Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble's coming up.
Yeah.
This is a chance for a cleansing, if you will. At this point, I'm calling it a cleansing because this gives the WWE an opportunity. I think this is the Royal Rumble is the only pay-per-view until WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think there's anything in between, is there?
No, I mean, except for in a week or two, there is NXT TakeOver UK.
Yeah.
And then
which I'm pumped about.
Yeah, me too. It's actually a great we'll touch on that before we leave. And then of course the NXT, which I believe is in Phoenix, I believe, but don't quote me on that. And then yeah, of course the Royal Rumble, but yeah. It's looking great. Looking good. You go ahead and shoot for the stars, big guy. Ask me whatever you want to ask.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, I want you to get. I'm gonna give you a couple of off the wall predictions, and but okay. First I want you to give me just one off the wall prediction, whether you think it's gonna happen or whether it's far fetched. I don't care because I love far fetched shit. What do you think is gonna happen at the Royal Rumble? One crazy thing. I know you're going to say Kenny Omega because that's one
yeah,
of them.
Right,
I know
right.
You're going to say Kenny all Omega. Right. We all know that. I think everyone at this point is wishing that Kenny Omega shows up and just eliminates AJ Styles. Wouldn't that be fucking great?
That would be tremendous.
That'd be amazing.
I guess my off the wall, I don't even really know how off the wall this is going to be, but more or less, you know, I think it's a little outside the realm of possibility considering all of the talent that they're, all of the WWE pushed talent that there is in the WWE. I see Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble.
Really? Drew McIntyre?
Yeah. I see Drew McIntyre winning the Rumble. Him or Finn Balor, but I lean more towards Drew. Just because, like, I can't even give you a legitimate reason why. I feel bad that I just said that. But, like, you know, just like, he has the look. You know, we've talked about the look before, like that, and everything like that. Like, he look in. And with Roman Reigns, you know, not to touch on this again, but it is actually something that's close to my heart. There's lots of things that's going on, but my grandfather passed away from to touch on what Brad was talking about a little while ago. Is my grandfather about 8 years ago or so, a little under, actually passed away from cancer. So, and there's lots of different promotions and different things going on right now that, like, you can support cancer with. So, like, I kind of think about what he was closer towards the end of when, unfortunately, he, you know, left us and everything like that. And, like, that to me, I'm not trying to sound morbid or anything like that, but that to me is, like, the opposite of what that is kind of what the WWE aims towards as their, you know, their main faces and stuff like that. And I see Drew McIntyre as one of those people. Like, you know, I kind of look at him as the opposite of my grandfather, unfortunately. Now, with that said, Pop, who was my grandfather, you know, I say this with all due respect. Like, actually, you know what? You don't even need to know that I say that. Like, I know you kicked Drew McIntyre's ass, but, like, he looks like one of those kind of like people, like in going forward and everything like that, and just the way they protected him and the way that he's kind of been carried the past like few months and everything like that. Like, I definitely see him being the one that wins Royal Rumble now. With, you know, the fact that, in my opinion, they're not going to sign Kenny Omega. Like, I definitely think it's going to come down to, okay, in my opinion, the final four is going to come down to probably Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, and, I don't even want to say Nakamura, because Nakamura, you know how much of a Nakamura fan I am. Like, he's so out of the fucking spectrum, unfortunately, that, like, it's just, it's very, 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 very sad. But, I mean, maybe him just because, like, he was an actual, you know, he actually won the Rumble last year and everything like that. So, but anyway, like, to get to the point or whatever. Yeah, I think Drew McIntyre is going to win. I think Drew McIntyre is going to be the champion, like, at least WWE, if not the world title by the end of the year. I don't expect Brock Lesnar to stick around, honestly, like, through the entire year, because of, you know, he's got Dana White knocking on his door and all this kind of shit and everything.
I really don't give a damn. If he goes or leaves.
I mean, what's your opinion on all that and everything of what I just said?
Well, I could see Drew McIntyre definitely being the guy that they give the win to, but it does not line up with my absolutely off the wall, unbelievable prediction of who's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Well, hit me with the big guy. You know me. I love the off the walls.
Dude, this is off the wall, but I tell you what, it would be absolutely fucking ingenious. And if they're willing to do this and give space to it, I think it'd just be fucking phenomenal. But I see, of course, John Cena, he's already announced being in the Royal Rumble. Of course, everyone's going, oh, he's going to pass the torch, and they want to give him one more run so he can break Ric Flair's record. Now, with that being said, I see that being built that way, but hear me out, folks, and just think about how fucking ingenious this would be.
I'm going to hear you out, and then I want to throw something.
Boom. Becky Lynch's music hits, and she's the first woman to enter the men's Royal Rumble and eliminate John Cena. And maybe she won't win.
Not the first one.
But I tell you fucking what. I tell you what. Not the first one. No, China was the first one. But
yes,
exactly. To where she's carrying that gimmick as the man, which she's doing phenomenally. I love Becky Lynch and what she's doing.
Like, I love,
but for her to come down with that swagger, for her to come down with that swagger that she has and walk into the men's Royal Rumble and eliminate John Cena, baby, I guarantee you, if it's not already cemented, Becky Lynch is going to be cemented as one of the greats if that happens. So that's serious, Brad's crazy off the wall Royal Rumble prediction. Becky Lynch, the man, enters the men's Royal Rumble and eliminates John Cena. There you go. You heard it here. If it happens, don't bug me with your fucking emails. I'm just kidding. No, tell me. Tell me how awesome
I am. Fuck off, or you got to deal with Lethal J.
But that's what I'm thinking.
I have free flights wherever. I'll fly anywhere you live, and I will have a stern talking to with you.
Be like, you were right, man, but I got all these motherfuckers texting me right now. It's ridiculous.
Look, you were right, but Lethal Brett, excuse me, I can't believe I just said that. Darius Brad just sent me here, and you're in trouble.
But folks, those are our off the wall predictions. I mean, Lethal J's is a little off the wall. Mine's extremely off the wall, but that's what we like to do here at Serious Lowdown explore the end of possible. That's what's fun about it, and that's what's great about professional wrestling, is anything can happen. And if it hasn't happened, it will happen. Like, people keep saying that CM Punk ain't gonna come back. Which he probably won't, but I tell you what, if the AEW doesn't get them, which I have a feeling, if CM Punk is ever going to come back, it's going to be for a place like that. It's going to be incredible. I mean, what do you think? Do you think CM Punk, if he comes back, if you were to decide to come back to professional wrestling, which we all know you love professional wrestling, that wasn't the issue. It was the way he was being treated in professional wrestling. Do you think AEW would be the spot for him? Do you think that would be the pull that he would need to be like, yeah, I think I could consider coming back to professional wrestling for this promotion?
I'm be completely honest with you, Brad. Like, in my opinion, I think that there is a better chance. And those of you who know MMA will know that this is an absolute zero chance. I think there's a better chance, basically, of you seeing CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar in the fucking UFC than there is him coming back to wrestling anytime soon.
But yeah, that's you. I want to say that it breaks my heart, but it just sucks. And that's kind of a testament almost to what the WWE has his work cut out for him is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
when the loss is still felt for a talent like that, and it's been what, close to 10 years?
Yeah.
If not, it's been a decade.
It's been a while now.
It's been a while, and everyone's still talking about it because he was one of the best. So, that's,
was,
I mean,
too.
Kick it up.
And, like,
kick
if
it
he
up.
Came
he
back,
he was the best in the world.
It's a mistake that he hasn't come back yet because he was one of the best.
Yeah.
And he always will be one of the best. Like, if he was to come back to a company, like, I could just imagine, like, the amount of fucking just hype behind like him coming back to an AEW event or something like that. But
well, that's the thing is the only way he could come back to WWE is one if they gave him like fucking 55-60% share in the WWE. He's like, I need to own that history before I come back to it. Or and two, the only way that I feel like it would make the fucking roof. I mean, if his music hit, the roof would fucking blow off the top. Or blow right off the building already.
Yeah,
but if you were to come in and betray Brock Lesnar via Paul Heyman, could you imagine Paul Heyman dropping Brock Lesnar for CM Punk? Brings, oh god, dude, pee in my pants.
I can't. That's the thing. Like you know how much I love you and everything like that, but like I can't see or imagine that.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, just because WWE is who they are, you know, I just can't see that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have a better chance of farting out a golden egg than CM Punk coming back to professional wrestling. And trust me, folks, I've tried.
Let me know. I'll fly down to where I live. But
I'll be farting eggs all day, dude. Farting eggs all day.
I know you are, dude. Like, and with that said, you're always welcome to come on down. Those you who do not know, you'll never know where I live. Brad, you're welcome to come on down to the hot spot of wrestling. Oh,
yeah, it's
dude,
pretty
there's
sad.
Definitely there's definitely a fucking plan. But yeah,
well,
no,
I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you much. When I do come down and visit, there will be a show done there. And it will be done, a live, serious lowdown show will be done at a promotion.
Yeah.
Hopefully AEW or Full Sail.
Yeah, you want AEW or Full Sail? Exactly. I was just going to say that. Like, which one do you want? Because I can present both to you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Keep talking, because we're going to be going to all of them.
Oh, dude, we'll go to any of them you want. We'll talk later.
Absolutely. But folks, you know what? I can't think of a better moment or a better end to a wonderful, amazing 2019 first episode. I'm literally looking forward to the whole year, bringing what I can to you guys. Like I said, we're working on getting some more interviews. It may not be on a weekly basis, but if I can do it on a weekly basis, I will try for you folks. It's what we do. But if you're just tuning in, we're hitting the end of the show, but make sure you go to thechairshot.com. Check out this interview. We hung out with the Jim Nasty Boys tonight. One of the best tag teams in independent
great
wrestling
interview.
Right now. An incredible yeah. interview. Great guys, funny guys. And most of the interview was just us laughing. And that's the type of interview that we like. But before we go, of course, we need to touch base and we need to thank all of our sponsors. Of course, one of them being thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Go check them out.
Sir.
Make sure you're getting that free month. Or like Lethal Jay said, just buy it straight out because it's $5. It's $5.99, I think he said. It might be a little bit.
Like three or four McDoubles or wrestling. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's over
4,000 hours of wrestling, folks. So get that month or just buy it straight out. PowerSlam Wrestling Network. Go to www.powerslam.tv and put in promo code ChairShot and get that free month. And of course, you want to show a little more support to the Chair Shot. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. We have a Pro Wrestling Tees store, and buy a ChairShot.com T-shirt to show your support. Because you know what, guys, we're growing, and we're getting up there, and you know we're getting recognized. And you want to be part of the revolution? Make sure you get in the T-shirt and show your support. And of course, our close to the chest sponsors, CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Wrestling passion meets street fashion. Put in promo code SeriousBrad, get 10% off your final order. And of course, Squared Circle Apparel. Tim, what's up, brother? Had a long time no here. It's been a while, but you know what? We're still showing that support to him. He's doing his thing over there in Canada, where it is a hotbed for professional wrestling right now. Put in SeriousBrad as the promo code and get 15% off of your order. And then HiQ Hydration Energy, liquidhiq.com. Go check them out. They're trying to get a all-natural energy drink, no crash, all the good, none of the bad, HiQ Hydration Energy. And, of course, guys, make sure you're checking us out on social media. Give me those follows. Give me those likes. Give me those shares. That's what gets our name around, and that's what is going to get our content out there and allow us to eventually – add more content, get better equipment to give you better, you know, better stuff, you know, maybe sound effects eventually. Oh man, that just got me a little excited because all know Sirius Brad tried to do sound effects one time and it failed miserably. So
no, I don't think so. I enjoyed it.
It
if bad. You really didn't like it, then yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call you bad names, but y'all were on the bad names list.
It's true. You know, I tried. But you know what? We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. You know what? Just type in Serious Brad. Type in Pin the Shoulders Podcast. Type in Serious Lowdown. And it's going to get you to all of our accounts or just a picture of Brad Pitt. That's usually how it goes. It's weird. You put type in Serious Brad. I got the same haircut right now as him. That's about it. But guys, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your 2018, your 2017, your 2016 support. We're looking forward to putting on an amazing show for you in 2019. And thank you so much for keeping on and just listening to us each week. We really enjoy doing this for you guys. We really enjoy doing it for us, but we certainly enjoy doing it for you because all in all, we're just all professional wrestling fans and a huge professional wrestling universe. And can we all just get along? I think we can. I really think we can. Jay, is there anything else you want to say to the folks at home before we sign off and say goodnight?
Do I have a few minutes where I can talk about New Japan? Or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Next week.
What's good?
It's up to
you. You know what? Hit us. What's going on with New Japan?
With all this news about AEW and everything like that, like I completely skipped over all the stuff, I mean, and everything like that. I'll touch on it next week for those who have any interest in it. But for those of you who do not know, of course, over the break that Brad and I had, we had Wrestle Kingdom, which was the biggest New Japan event of the year. It's the WrestleMania
for New Japan.
Yeah, basically. I'll touch on it very, very, very quickly, and then we'll move on. You know, like I said, if y'all have any interest in it or anything like that, or you want to know what happens in New Beginning, which is coming out at the end of the month / the beginning of next month, you can send Lethal Brad. I can't believe it.
You called me Lethal Brad.
Yeah, I know. You can send Serious Brad. Serious Brad, that's a message. And let him know. I'm going to say that one more time. Serious Brad. You can send Serious a message and let him know that you want to hear a little bit about that. But it was an amazing show. So I know that's really brief on what I wanted to talk about, but I mean, it was an amazing show.
It's actually going to work out really nicely because when Chase Owens comes on next week, which he just signed with New Japan Professional Wrestling, he is a member of the Bullet Club. It's probably going to be more appropriate for us to talk about Wrestle Kingdom with a man that was at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to drop a few little spoilers maybe a little hint to what we're going to talk about.
Hell yeah.
Kushida, for those of you who do not know, like he's been a junior heavyweight champion off and on multiple times. You know, we're going to see what's maybe coming up for him, NXT, a.k.a. Next. Next, of course, not NXT. What am I talking about? That's crazy. of course, Kenny Omega had an amazing match with Tanahashi, but he lost because he's, you know, not Japanese, and, you know, we can talk about that. Chris Jericho had a great match with fucking Naito, who is, quickly replacing, you know, most of the NXT, New Japan guys with, as a replacement. Also, Okada, Jay White. I mean, I can go on and on about this. If y'all want to hear about it, y'all let Serious Brad know about the Serious Lowdown and everything like that next week, and I'll be more than glad to talk about it. I'm your kind of source for, New Japan Wrestling and everything like that.
Yeah,
so,
you're our correspondent, bro. You're a correspondent. And that's the thing, folks. If there's any anything that you want me and our roundtable, Lethal J, to talk about on the show, DM me, man. Text me, DM me, email me. I don't care it is. I don't care time it is. I don't care what time zone it is. Shoot me a text and give us some topics that you want to hear about on the show. We are more than happy to talk about it.
Serious Brad and I can literally talk about damn near anything. So please, by all means. Actually, I'm not even going to say damn near. We can talk about anything. So please.
We're pretty well-rounded when it comes to what's going on in professional wrestling. So if you guys want us to talk about it, if we haven't heard about it, guess what? We're gonna check it out. And, you know what? We'll talk about it. That's what we want to do. We want to make our listeners happy.
So,
and if that means talking about some kind of hillbilly, and I don't want to say hillbilly, but backwoods professional wrestling promotion, if it's online and we can research it, we'll check it out and we'll talk about it. So make sure you're tuning in next week. So we can talk about Wrestle Kingdom and we can talk with the crown jewel Chase Owens of the Bullet Club. And it should be a great show.
Yeah.
And it's a great follow-up for this show, which was awesome. Jim Nasty Boys and Professional Wrestling Talk with my boy Lethal J. So make sure you guys are having a good night. I hope you have a happy new year. And just do one thing and make sure you guys love one another. And just be a decent fucking human being, because that's what 2019 needs is some decent fucking human beings to lift one another up. And keep watching professional wrestling. That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy. Professional wrestling, folks, make sure you're watching it. Make sure you're living it. Make sure you're loving it. And remember, it's never a bad time to be serious.
Yes, sir.